In the Gospel of John, we read these words: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. That was the true light, which gives light to everyone coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Would you join me in the spirit of prayer? Almighty God, our light shining in darkness, we give you our thanks and praise that the light of your love came into the world in the person of Jesus, God of God, light of light, true God of true God. Through him you created everything that is, seen and unseen. In him you gave us life, and through him you gave us a window into eternity. For those of us who have grown so familiar with this news that it begins to sound like old news, stir within our hearts a renewed sense of wonder. Astonish us with the gift of your love. Kindle hearts that have grown cold. Help us to feel within our innermost being good tidings of great joy. Humble us like those shepherds that were abiding in the field. Let us marvel at your glory. Receive the gift of our gratitude. Enable us to share the news of your love in Jesus Christ with others through our word and through our deed, so that the whole world may experience this good news for themselves and so be transformed by it. And Lord God, may everything said this evening that is true be engraved upon every heart, and those things said that are false, may they be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. This is the third night after the winter solstice, which was the darkest and the longest night of 2017. In the midst of darkness, the Gospel of John tells us that there was a light that broke forth, a light that the darkness could not hide. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. One doesn't light a lantern and then set it under a basket, but rather sets it on a stand. So let your light shine before others that when they see your good works, they will give glory to your Father who is in heaven." In the stillness of a dark night, a child was born. And an angel of the Lord stood before shepherds who were watching their flock. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the angel of the Lord said, "Be not afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy. For to you this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born." And then the sky was filled with the light and the voices of a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all." It was a few months ago that I was in Scotland, and I visited a city called Edinburgh, where I was able to see the boyhood home of Robert Louis Stevenson, perhaps best known for Treasure Island. Stevenson was a very sickly child. Biographers suggest that he probably had tuberculosis. He spent a lot of time alone in his room, especially at night. And one evening, as he sat by the window in his bedroom, he peered into the darkness intently, fascinated by something going on outside. His parents walked by his room, and seeing that something had so captured his attention, they walked in and asked him, "Robert, what in the world are you looking at out there? The world is full of darkness." But with great excitement, Robert pointed to the city lyre, or lamplighter, and said, "Look at that man. He is punching holes in the darkness." Now, someone far wiser than I once observed that when we take Jesus seriously and dedicate ourselves to furthering the purposes of God's kingdom, we too punch holes in the darkness of the world. When we choose to forgive those who have hurt us, we punch holes in the darkness of this world. When we are willing to sacrifice our own comfort and give of our resources to help others in need, we are punching holes in the darkness of this world. And when we pray, truly pray for those who dislike us or despise us or hate us to the point of wishing that we were gone or even dead, when we can pray for them, we are punching holes in the darkness. And when we take time to listen to one another, as well as to the stranger, I mean, really listen, we punch holes in the darkness. When we let go of worry and replace it by praising God for the tiny glimpses of grace that God has set in our lives, we are punching holes in the darkness of this world. When we return harsh words with kind ones, when we turn the other cheek, when we willingly walk the second mile, when we are willing to give up our extra cloak, all for the glory of God, we are punching holes in the darkness. This is arguably the second most holy night of the Christian faith, second only to the night before Easter. And on this night, we do well to remember that the light that came into this world through the birth of a child in a town called Bethlehem, whose name literally means the house of bread. Imagine the bread of life being born in the house of bread. When we remember that child, Mary and Joseph's child, the son of David and the son of God, we punch holes in the darkness. May that light enlighten your path when you walk in darkness. May God's comforting presence comfort you in your affliction. And may the true gifts of this season, love, hope, peace, and joy, may these abide with you tonight, tomorrow, and forever. To God be the glory, both now and forevermore.